You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for March 1994. Presently outside, we have 62 degrees in Lima. And I have to start off this edition with a little bit of an apology. I seem to have misspoke on our last edition. I said it was 28 degrees outside when I was in North Dakota, and I neglected to put that little minus sign in front of there. Yes, it was minus 28 degrees. Let me tell you, the Sony ICF-2010 and myself are freezing our oscillators off. It was a little brisk out there, but I have to admit, I really do like the snow, and I like that area. Enjoy the drive up, past Chicago through Wisconsin and then Minnesota and North Dakota. It's always nice to make that trip. And we'll probably do another edition of the DX Audio Service on the road in the very near future. And speaking of travel, there's a little schedule change we have on the next edition of the DX Audio Service. Seems that the National Association of Broadcasters Convention is going to be held earlier this year. And so I'm going to have to publish the DX Audio Service a little bit early. The convention is going to be held the week of March 20th to the 25th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'll personally be leaving around the 18th or so I can get in early and meet with some of the vendors of the show and some friends that I have out to the west there. So what we're going to do is we're going to be publishing the DX Audio Service a week early. So if you have any tapes or anything that you need to get in to us, or address changes, or any information whatsoever, contributions of columns or whatever, you have to have that stuff in by March the 11th, 1994. That's Friday night, March the 11th. And be sure to send that to the post office box. Our address, as is always, the DX Audio Service, Post Office Box 5031 in Lima, L-I-M-A, Ohio, 45802-5031. If it's a last-minute thing that you need to phone in some information, you can give us a call up to about Friday night at 8 o'clock at the studio. The telephone number is area code 419-228-4199. Paul Swearingen writes that Eric Buderman has resigned as the Bandscans editor of DX News Magazine, that's the printed side of the house, to devote more time to other interests. So that editorship is now open. Any Bandscans, of course, should be sent to the publisher temporarily. Of course, with the crush of excellent DX programs and other columns at DX News Magazine, the column might have to be put on hold for some time. But it will be some time before he has enough room for it. But that gives you enough time to put all your ducks in order and contact him. If you'd like to become an editor on the printed side of the house of DX News Magazine, contact Mr. Paul Swearingen, S-W-E-A-R-I-N-G-E-N, at 2840 Southeast Illinois Avenue, Topeka, Kansas, 66605-1427. Board of Director Chairman Ken Chatterton passes along thanks to all of you that have supported the National Radio Club in this publication by purchasing items from the Publication Center. Some of the long editions of DX News Magazine, the 48 and 72-page issues, some of the After Dark editions and specials that we do are directly subsidized by those who purchase items from the Publication Center. So we have to give you a tip of the hat to those who have supported the National Radio Club. And speaking of supporting the National Radio Club, should you be the periodic recipient of annoying postcards, just write refused on them or any first-class mail which you don't want, and the United States Post Office will return it to the sender. Also, I'd like to pass along some information concerning postage. Further north, Sean Axelrod in Winnipeg says that the Canadian Post has announced that effective March 1, it will cost 50 cents to mail a letter from Canada to the U.S. and 88 cents to overseas for very collectors who send self-addressed stamped envelopes to Canada. From our DX Change column, Bill Swiger, Route 1, Post Office Box 142A, Bridgeport, West Virginia, 26330, area code 304-842-4635, is looking for a Heath HD11 Q multiplier, an RME DP22 or DP22A preselector, a manual or copy for Central Electronics Sideband Slicer Model B. Bill also forwarded a copy of the classic ham Radio Shopper and Newsletter, which features Hollow State merchandise. A nice addition is the Tips for the Restorer section. Rates are $12 per year to the United States, $14 to Canada, $20 to all other areas, air mail. Free ads to any non-commercial advertiser are offered, and a limited number of non-subscriber ads will be published. Contact David A. Knepper, K-N-E-P-P-E-R, W3BJZ, Post Office Box 34, Sidman, S-I-D-M-A-N, Pennsylvania, 15955. Telephone number is 814-487-7468. And be sure to tell them that you heard it on the DX Audio Service. We got a lot more material to go through, but right now let's switch it over to Jerry Starr with a look at the AM Switch column. And if you have a tidbit of interest to pass along to Jerry, you can write to Jerry at WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon Road, S-I-M-O-N, in Youngstown, Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-O-W-N, Ohio, 44512-1320. And now, just back from Daytona Raceway, here he is, Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. We only have three editions of the Switch for you this month. We're recording these a little bit early because it's that time of year when racing season begins. And in addition to being in the radio business, we're also involved in racing, and it's time to go to Daytona to get another exciting NASCAR season started. So the next AM Switch you get will probably have five or six columns in it. Let's start with reference number 333. There were two call letter changes on 830 CILW. Wainwright, Alberta becomes CKKY. And on 1580 WAMJ, South Bend, Indiana, changing to WIWO. Looking at otherness on 850 WPFD in Fairview, Tennessee, this silent station is on the air once again. On 1080 WLVN, Brentley, Alabama, is silent. 1230 WODI, Brookneal, Virginia, is silent. 1280 WSVE, Jacksonville, Florida, this silent station is now back on the air. 1430 WNWZ, Memphis, Tennessee, another silent station that has returned to the air. On 1500 WDPC, Dallas, Georgia, has gone silent. 1510 KMRF, Marshfield, Missouri, is silent. And on 1560 KKID in Salisaw, Oklahoma, this silent station that was thought to maybe not be returning to the air after a big fire in 1993 is once again on the air. Moving on to reference number 334, just one call letter change. New station in Great Falls, Montana on 1490. The call will be KMCW. An application for a new station, something we don't see very often anymore. And 1030, application to build a new station in Bossier City, Louisiana. 5,000 watts daytime, 1,000 watts nighttime with a U4 antenna. That's different patterns day and night. And that new station in Great Falls, Montana, 1490, grant for new station. The station will be 300 watts day and night, U1 antenna. Looking at otherness on 650 KUUY, Orchard Valley, Wyoming, this silent station has new owners who expect to return this powerhouse station to the air soon. On 820 KORC, Waldport, Oregon, this station moved here to this new frequency on the 20th of January. They had been on 850. Temporarily, they're running 250 watts day and night, but by the time this reaches you, they should have their full power on, which is 1,000 day, 250 night, and a U1 antenna. On 1090 WSLG, Gonzales, Louisiana, is silent. 1110 KGPL, Dermont, Arkansas, is silent. On 1270 WLAW, Fairhaven, Massachusetts, this is a brand new station that hasn't been put on the air yet. Their application to move to Fall River, Massachusetts, has been dismissed, so it looks like this station will stay licensed to the city of Fairhaven if and when they get on the air. 1330 WPPI, Carrollton, Georgia, is silent. 1340 KSIL, Silver City, New Mexico, is silent, pending a sale. We'll be back, of course. On 1400 WULF, Alma, Georgia, is silent. 1400 KITZ, Silverdale, Washington, is silent. 1450 KRBN, Red Lodge, Montana, is silent. 1470 WPCN, Plymouth, North Carolina, had been silent for several years, came back on the air last year, is silent once again. 1490 WCHM in Clarksville, Georgia. If you own a copy of the brand new NRC log, I guess my fingers hit the wrong key when this information was being entered, because the log shows this station to be 5,000 watts daytime only. Of course, that is not correct, being this is a local graveyard frequency. Make the power for that station 1,000 day, 1,000 night. The antenna you won, just like all the rest of them. And on 1520 WHRF, Bel Air, Maryland, this station is also silent. Finally, we move on to reference number 335. Quite a few call letter changes this time. On 600 KKLQ, San Diego, California becomes KOGO. 630 KXOK, St. Louis, Missouri becomes KJSL. 940 KWFM, Tucson, Arizona changes to KCEE. There's a call that's been on several different frequencies in the Tucson market. On 1050 KCAS, Slayton, Texas becomes KTEZ. On 1090, WKGT, Cantonment, Florida becomes WNVY. 1130, KWDS, Prescott, Arizona changing to WQNA. 1140, KRAK, Sacramento, California going to be changing to KHTK. On 1230, WALI, Cumberland, Maryland becomes WNTR. 1240, KFLY, Corvallis, Oregon becomes KEJO. 1440 KDNT Denton, Texas will be KICI. And on 1600 WXTO in Winter Garden, Florida will be changing to WOKB. One grant to an existing station of interest on 830 WCRN, Cherry Valley, Massachusetts. This is a brand new station that has not yet been built. Will change its powers to 7,000 day, 5,000 night, and the city of license will change from Cherry Valley to Worcester, Massachusetts. And finally, under otherness, on 820 WWFQ in Paw Creek, North Carolina, this is a construction permit for a new station that was never built. The CP ran out. The applicant requested the FCC to reinstate the CP, but the FCC instead dismissed it. So it looks like WWFQ is probably dead. On 1070 WHYZ, Sanssouci, South Carolina, this station is silent pending a sale but will return. 1400 KHTZ in Truckee, California, you can scratch this one out of your log. The license has been canceled and the call has been deleted. 1460 WGUD, Mossport, Mississippi is silent. And on 1540 WNRJ, Circleville, Ohio is silent pending a sale but will return. And that will wrap up a sort of abbreviated edition of AM Switch for the audio service this month. We'll see you with a whole bunch of information about 30 days from today. Right now, we're going to switch down to Florida, which is where we hope to be by the time this tape is in the mail. And one of the guys we'll be looking up while we're down there, Mr. John Bowker. John, it's your turn.
Okay, Jerry. Hello again, everyone. This is the Travelog program, wherein we play for you the legal station IDs of stations all over the country that we've been able to record along with the help of members. And this month, the members who contributed tapes are Mark Strickert, who sent in yet another tape, this one loaded with IDs from Wisconsin and Michigan, and Ron Clark passed along several cassettes comprising his collection of IDs over the years. Thanks, Ron. Delighted to hear from you again. And Ernie Holt shipped one down to us here in Florida, as did Dale Hamm. So we've got our hands full organizing those tapes into the DX Audio Service collection, and delighted to be able to do so, let me assure you. Well, this month we're going to be hearing all the 1140 stations we've been able to pick up. Now, 1140 kilohertz is a clear channel that we share with Mexico. And since there are so many of those stations, what do you say we get started right off in the northeast corner of this great land? You know, there's none in New England at 1140. And at the end of this program, we're going to show you why, perhaps. So, here goes from Western New York State on the March 1994 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Andy Weiner upcoming next at 1 o'clock on Newswatch 1140. Stay with us.
And now, news from Western New York's entertainer, WCJW, Warsaw.
Oh, boy. And if you go about 300 miles south of there, there's one of the two stations in the United States on 1140 that operates with 50,000 watts both day and night. Can you guess the other one? Anyway, this station is not required to change its pattern at local sunset, so that makes it unique in the whole country. You guessed it, I'm sure.
Yeah. AM 1140 WRVA. It's 133, 89 degrees in Richmond. Now back to Rush.
Yeah, it's the same Rush that we know and love. Oh, well. You know, last year we drove through Charlotte, North Carolina, and we're disappointed that this was the best recording we could get of nearby China Grove.
At 11 o'clock for the morning worship service of the Landis Baptist Church on Golden Rule Radio, 1140 WRNA, China Grove, Salisbury, Kannapolis.
Oh, well. Sorry about that. It's the best we got. We'll have to repeat that one this year coming south again. But at that time, last September, after the Enfield conclave, we were on our way home to the Sunshine State and passing through Orlando.
Esta es la estación de radio que América escucha. W-O-E-Q Orlando. La primera.
Oh, boy. Well, hey, wait a minute. Now, you know that WONQ has long since moved out of Orlando, but its replacement was the one we recorded this last September. It sounds like this. You'll notice a certain similarity.
Oye, mi hermano, eso es lo que se llama amor a primera vista, ¿ok? Ya tú sabes. Son las 10, un minuto en la mañana. Buenos días.
WRMQ Orlando. Nueva radio musical tropicalísima.
Well, to the untrained ear, WONQ was replaced by WRMQ in Orlando, both at 1140 on the dial. And WONQ moved just to a nearby town, so that's good. And plunging even further south in Florida at 1140 on the dial,
WQBA, la primera en noticias. AM Miami. WQBA, la cubanísima, los invita a la 23ª parada de los Reyes Magos, el domingo 9 de enero, por toda la calle 8, comenzando a las 12 del día. Participe con su...
It goes on and on, and on, and on. Okay, what do you say? By the way, a tip of the hat to the English language in Miami. That's very nice. Time to move north now into Alabama. Here's an ID from a half a dozen years ago.
Fun Lovin' Wixie, WYXC, Hazel Green, Huntsville,
Fayetteville.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Jenny West. By a razor-thin two-vote margin, the Senate this morning let stand President Bush's veto of a bill that would have relaxed Hatch Act restrictions.
Well, anyway, Dale Hamm updated that one for us just a year ago.
WBXR, oldies 1140. Hazel Green, Huntsville, Fayetteville.
Well, see that?
South Oldies Channel.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
Dick Clark here along with the law.
When they switched WBXR, they stopped also overlooking Fayetteville. Did you notice Fayetteville was sort of an afterthought? Onward and westward into Mississippi. Senatobia, to be exact.
AM 1140, WSAO, Senatobia.
There were no injuries, but one of the strongest earthquakes to hit the San Jose area in years knocked people off their feet and scared them.
How do you like that switch to the newsroom in Senatobia? What can I tell you? Let's take a giant step north, bypassing, doggone it, the whole state of Kentucky, where there are two stations at 1140 on the dial we've never recorded. Well, anyway, up into the Grand Rapids Marketplace.
1 minute before 11 at WKWM Kentwood, serving Grand Rapids, Muskegon, Muskegon Heights, and all of West Michigan.
Let's give them a second shot.
WKWM Kentwood, West Michigan's absolute best music mix.
Let's move west into Hoosier Country.
W-A-W-K, Kendallville.
Pretty positive stuff. Let's go into Illinois now. Where's Pekin, Illinois? Right here.
Clear and cooler tonight, the low 49. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 70. This is WVEL Pekin, Peoria.
Come on, let's get out of here, man. Oh, man, I didn't think you were going to shoot him. You said we'd just steal his money.
Oh, terrific, guys. Well, what can I say? Let's go down to the southwest corner of Missouri now to Southwest City, it's called. Very innovative.
It's 73 degrees at 1 o'clock. You're tuned to KLTK AMK WMQ FM Southwest City Grove.
The UN inspection team in Baghdad has returned to its hotel after being detained for more than half a day by Iraqi soldiers.
I should point out that Grove is in Oklahoma. North now to Kansas City.
KBIL, Kansas City, Missouri.
KBIL 1140. Nice work, kid.
This is Jimmy Dallas.
Now, they're still on the air, but they ID as Liberty.
Good morning, church services of Palestine Missionary Baptist Church of Jesus Christ, located at 3619 East 35th Street, Kansas City, Missouri. The Reverend Earl Abel is pastor. This is AM 1140, KCXL Liberty, serving Kansas City.
Westward Ho, Iowa comes next on our map.
Don't forget the Horseshoe Pitching Contest from 11 to 2 Sunday, October 14th. For more information, call Joe Hamill, 568-2535.
All hit music. KNEI, walk on.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Oh, good grief. Permit me to fade that. Let's go into Nebraska now.
Just foul. Right, now we'll pause for station identification here. All along our Minnesota Twins radio network, you're listening to Twins Baseball 92.
AM 1140, KSOO Sioux Falls.
It's exactly 2 o'clock, sunshine and 74 degrees. A full count here to Kirby Puckett. The Twins trailing 2-1 to the Tigers. Top of the fifth. Knobloch on third and two out.
You know, I wouldn't normally let it go that long on this program, but I hear the Tigers ahead in a baseball game. And for our Michigan listeners, I thought, that's so unique, I'd leave it in. And if we change seasons rather abruptly, we get into Colorado ski country.
Tune to KNAB Radio 104.1 for great oldies and the latest adult contemporary hits, and 1140 AM for the best in country music. Tune it in, KNAB, the only choice.
This is KNAB Radio, Burlington, Colorado. Time now is 12 o'clock. Let's check in with ABC News.
From ABC News, I'm Gary Nunn. National Guard troops have been called. Thousands of people in Minnesota and Wisconsin are being evacuated because of a benzene spill.
That was two years ago. Have you ever wondered how Grable, Wyoming comes in if you're parked in downtown Boise? Billings, Montana. Well, this is the answer.
You're listening to the Country Superstation, 100.3 FM, 1140 AM, KZMQ, Grable, Wyoming.
Okay, that's all we have because it was a staticky day. Sun John picked this one up in Boise not a year ago.
The original hits of the 40s, 50s, and 60s in AM stereo, 1140 KGEM, Boise, Nampa.
Here's one of Fred Vobey's recordings and contributions to the travelogue from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Digital AM stereo. KRSR, North Las Vegas.
That's awful, Fred. I was there about a year after you were, and here's what I picked up.
1140 Casino Radio is KXNO. KXNO, North Las Vegas. An equal opportunity employer of Nationwide Communications Incorporated.
Welcome to the brand new 1140 Casino Radio.
You're listening to a new concept in Las Vegas radio. This station is designed with you, the tourist, in mind. We'll be telling you where the hot shows with the biggest headliners are, where the best buffets are. We'll be telling you all about the great shopping there is to do in Las Vegas. Plus, Las Vegas is located right in the...
Now, this travelogue concept is not new to radio. St. Augustine's been doing it for several years, and I know it's starting to spread across the country. Not a bad idea. We were on our way to Palm Springs when we recorded that Nevada station.
This is 1140 KCMJ Palm Springs.
CBS News, I'm Douglas Edwards. Mandatory testing for AIDS is the hot point.
Let's go up in the middle of the valley in California.
Rogers, 1140 a.m., your community station for the Kern River Valley. We're glad you came along this morning. Be sure to stick around for nice and easy music at 11. KVLI, Lake Isabella.
And now for that other station in the U.S. that's on the air night and day with 50,000 watts.
The legendary AM, 1140 KRAK, Sacramento. Country favorites and the information you need.
Now, you may think that ends our tour this month, but it doesn't. Wait.
The new KISS AM is CISS. Calgary.
KISS AM. That's Calgary, by the way. And to explain why there are no 1140 stations in Vermont or New England...
Dial 1140. This is CBI Radio in Sydney.
And that booms in all through New England. Well, that does do it. We're laying plans already to be at the Nashua, New Hampshire annual convention of the National Radio Club and the DX Audio Service. Looking forward to seeing you there. Start making your plans right now. And speaking of making plans right now and more later, here's the Pan Scan Master himself, Jim Snowbarger.
Staying up all night long. Shouldn't get so excited. It's just another band scam.
Yeah, just another one. All right, we are rocking and rolling. Hi, Jim Snowbarger, welcoming you to another DX Audio Service Band Scan, the program that takes you up and down the AM dial, as seen from various listening locations around the country. This month, it's...
Mark Marino.
Mark, we're going to have to get you a little bit pumped up for this. Come on, get more excited. All right, we got him all pumped up there now. He's ready to roll. Mark was out in Long Beach for a long time, you know, and he did a band scan for us when he was out there. That was before, of course. He relocated to Flossmoor, Illinois. Now, the move to Flossmoor, one can only assume, occurred after a visit to Mark's dentist. Flossmoor, as you know, is where grows the famous dental floss bush, and Mark was heard as he tripped across the country, singing under his breath, "I'm moving to Flossmoor soon. Gonna be a dental floss tycoon."
I apologize for that.
It was bad. It was bad. And I hope you get a lot better at your singing. I really do, Mark. Hey, are you ready to get rolling here on this L.A. experience?
Oh, boy, I don't know.
Come on, let's do it. L.A. by night on the AM band on this month's DXAS band scan. Okay, computer, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mark, you got a GE Super radio here, huh?
This is the best radio I have.
That's okay. It's a great radio. I love them. What do we listen to here?
540. It's KOJY Costa Mesa, which is much better in the day. And XETIN. I think it's in there. And a country station from Northern California.
There's KIEZ up in Carmel Valley. It's 500 watts at night. That could be it.
550 is KUZZ, satellite country from Bakersfield.
That's a U4 5,000 watts, but I got a call of KCWR. Must have changed.
560, that's KSFO.
San Francisco.
They're now all talk with Gene Nelson in the morning and
cast of thousands.
Peter B. Collins, and I don't know who else.
Southern California.
570.
Approval came
KLAC.
The House Judiciary Committee sent the Brady bill to the full House for
their
a
country
vote.
Station. 580. That's KMJ from Fresno.
Hey, that's a 5,000 watt non directional.
I forget what network they are.
I got them as a news talker. Well, we don't know.
Totally certain. Anyhow.
Yeah.
590 is KRSO from San Bernardino.
Oh, okay.
It used to be KFXM.
Yeah, I got them as a U4 1,000 watts at night.
600 KKLQ from San Diego.
All right.
610 KFRC from San Francisco. And sometimes you can hear Lancaster. I forget the call. You can hear it in the day.
It's KAVL.
Oldies as well, actually.
Yeah.
But I think it's satellite. Of course, KFRC is not.
1003,
Strauss's
Place. Good evening. I'm Bart
Graves.
KTAR.
Yeah, KTAR.
Well, there you go. KTAR from Phoenix.
Yep. Well, Mark,
at 6:30.
I think 6:30 is kind of hopeless.
No.
Tonight, over 18,000 people have been smoking this arson
fire. It blasts. Transmitter's only about 10 miles from here.
Homicide investigation. Elsewhere, firefighters are busy.
And
6:50
is also history.
Yeah. No.
All right.
Has not yet been determined.
6:60. There's KTNN from Window Rock.
Window Rock, Arizona. 50,000 directional at night, mostly west. We get them here around sundown pretty strong. That's the voice of the Navajo Nation, by the way. But nighttime, there's nothing from Window Rock, Arizona here in Iowa.
670
from Boise, Idaho.
KBOI.
So 50,000 directional.
And XTRA, or, well, it's K-Wink from the San Fernando Valley, simulcasting XTRA.
That, Mark, that K-Wink from Simi Valley, California is U3, 1,000 watts at night, 5,000 watts by day. You ever get WMAQ?
I've never heard MAQ here, not even one time.
Yeah.
Win a ski trip for two to Tahoe, including tickets.
There's KNBR, and they recently went ABC. They picked up that second feed that ABC has. And they also have the Warriors basketball.
NFL game day brunch. And Charlie Brown, the
690 XTRA.
Sunday brunch, and now join Charlie Brown for the 10.
700 is sure. KFAM.
That's what my log says.
I know it's Salt Lake City.
That's a U4, 50,000 watts by day, but only 1,000 watts at night. Did he say KFMN?
Yeah, KFAM or something. It's beautiful music, believe it or not. One of the few left.
It's kind
of
rare.
Both directions.
710 KMPC.
Bill again until 3 a.m. Also northbound on the 405 at El Segundo in the city of Hawthorne, a two-vehicle crash there in the number 3 lane. And southbound.
The KMPC's got three towers in the day on and only one at night.
Wow, that's kind of unusual.
720 KDWN.
50,000 watts.
Out of Las Vegas.
Now, they're directional at night, but I actually got them here in Iowa one time real weak.
They also run this coast-to-coast with Art Bell. That's the flagship. It's run through the CBC. A lot of stations carry it here in the west at night.
Yeah, sure.
So far this season, but by golly...
7:30. Let's see. I can't understand why there isn't anything on this frequency around here, but there just isn't, and I don't even know where the closest station is. I thought there's one in Oregon, but I'm not even sure.
I show one up in Medford in southern Oregon, but it's only 70 watts at night.
Now at daybreak, the car is said to be in...
7:40 KCBS.
The car got there. They have secured
and in the day,
more than I didn't expect to pick up the
KBRT from
light tomorrow morning. So that's what we have right now.
Santa Catalina Island. Transmitter studios close to Mesa.
The Carbon Canyon area of Malibu. Back to you.
Frank, I've got to ask you one question before I leave.
Finley there. 7:50. It's KOAL from Price, Utah. And a little bit of KXL from Portland. They got a power increase a while back.
Yeah, I've got KXL listed as 20,000 watts directional at night. Are they the news there?
Yeah, the news you're hearing, I think, is KXL.
Okay.
760 KFMB, which is 5,000 watts in the day, 50,000 at night.
Kind of
strange.
Off on Halloween,
and that's because of KBRT being on the day. They blocked them from going 50,000 in the day.
Oh, well.
Number one reason, poor communication skills. People do just
770 KOB
from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
And you can hear this, well, it used to be KPLA from Riverbank. I think it's got a different call now.
KOB, the big one for entertainment, information, traffic, weather, and sports. 770 KOB. Listening to Terry Leadham on the big one, 770 KOB. To express your views, call 243-3333 in Albuquerque or toll free at 1-800-460-0780.
We're getting on WBBM here, folks. KROW in Reno. It's live country. They were satellite for several years, satellite music network, Bell Contemporary, AM stereo. And all of a sudden, they just blew it all away.
Hello?
That's
my son coming
okay,
in.
Okay, 790 KABC.
That's good, because I'll tell you what, Mr. Oglesby, it sort of establishes...
800 is Tijuana. I don't know, I forgot the call.
Del Paso, Texas.
810 KGO.
Two big
San Francisco
English language newspapers in Hong Kong.
Lee Rogers used to be on WIND for a couple of years.
And the South China
now does
7
to 10 on KGO every night.
Standard
and South China. 820 is. Oh, there's no WVAP tonight, is there?
No.
That's right. You could be right beside me, Bruce, in the incredible Jet Power Radio on studio as we
this
turn
is
on the microphones and power up
KPLS out of Orange County. We think their tower is somewhere in Anaheim. It's real weak at night. It blasts in the day. 840, that's KEVEG out of Las Vegas, Nevada. It's the flagship for the Sports and Entertainment Network.
Yeah, he is. He said,
Stealing Doug's Colorado Jeep Eagle and his wife. The 94's arriving.
KOA, and in the daytime, the other part of Radio Oz, it's KCTQ at 1000 Oaks, which you can't even hear it at night.
That makes you the
of course, that's quite a ways from here, but they're still awfully weak.
Cherokee's Wrangler Talent Summit. We've even put special close-up prices.
860. That's Tijuana. Again, I forget the call.
That's XEMO.
Oh, that's XEMO.
5,000 watts.
Sure.
I got them in Iowa one morning.
870.
Glendale.
IEV.
1,000 watts at night.
And sometimes, if you null it out, you get a glimpse of WWL in the background.
I do not believe it will.
Well, whatever. I don't know what
there are a lot of broken stuff on horsing. 880, oh man. I think the one said KRVN. I've heard him here. I know I have gotten him here before. And the other one's Gonzalez, whatever it is. I forget.
Premier Dolphin Diesel.
890.
St. George, Utah.
KDXU.
U2, 10,000 watts.
Utah's Dixie. It's from St. George. And you can also hear sometimes... some Canadian thing. I think it's from Calgary. It carries oldies coast to coast.
Only thing I've got it there is CJDC Dawson Creek, British Columbia. It's U2 10,000. Hey, Mark, I didn't hear any WLS in there, did you?
No, forget it. I've never heard of it.
A little bit too far away, I guess. Thanks. I appreciate the tape. That was fun. And a couple of more highlights of that deserve airing, I'm sure. For example, Mark does receive WOAI in San Antonio. A little bit. And also a bit of KOMA down in, let's see, where is that? Oklahoma City. Sure enough, coming into Los Angeles. We'll get that on here one of these days. And we also got a nice view of the LA band by day. We'll do that in coming months. Meanwhile, I want to thank the rest of you who have sent some tapes in. We did get one from Billy Sampson, who spells his name B-I-L-L-Y-E. Billy? Billy Sampson from Hamilton, New Jersey. Thank you, sir. We'll be getting that on. And Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts. Fred Vobey has a tape here. What do you know? Promises another one, too. John Balker also promises. And, hey, look, a tape from Tim Hendel down in Florida. Now, let this be a lesson to you. This guy is concerned with quality. He actually went outside, taking life and limb at risk in downtown Miami by day to do a nice, clean AM scan of that area. No televisions, no buzzing of appliances in his tape. Real nice. Thank you, Tim. We would love to get a nighttime scan from you as well, but you might not want to go outside without a bodyguard. You know, I hear some bad stories about that. Next month.
Tom Jackson, old TJ from Sycamore, Illinois.
He'll be here. Yeah, old TJ himself. He talks like a sportscaster, don't you think? He'll be here with a daytime view from northern Illinois. It's good stuff. I think you'll enjoy it, so tune in for that. Those of you who would like to send a tape, I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Make one kind of like these people have been doing and send it my way. I'm Jim Snowbarger. The address is 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158. Till next month, happy scanning to you.
We're having a listen here.
And the listening continues on the DX Audio Service with After Dark number 4. And if you're a new member of the DX Audio Service and don't know what After Dark number 4 is, let me tell you. Actually, any of the After Dark editions we have. After Dark was put together. It's a multiple cassette edition of material from the DX Audio Service. Either the material does not quite fit the criteria of the magazine, but it is interesting, or it's something that we really need to go in depth with, and we just can't allow the time on the DX Audio Service to cover it. Case in point, on After Dark number 4, you'll hear a conversation I had with Leonard Kahn about his new PowerSide system and the Flatterer, and it was quite long because, quite frankly, it was a good piece of information. A lot of neat stuff he was talking about as far as applications with AM. We also had just about a half-hour conversation with two of our members who are in broadcasting, and they told us a lot of interesting things. Tell you what, let me just give you a sample of some of the stuff's on After Dark number 4.
Universal Time.
Our tour starts as we approach the town of Wellington, Colorado, just north of the city of Fort Collins. As we headed north on I-25,
allocated to the city of Lima, so many of the stations which you'll be hearing will be out-of-town stations. We're going to start on the AM radio dial with 940 WCIT in Lima. This is our all-news and talk station for the area.
Celebrating 30 years in Lima, News Radio 94 WCIT.
Good morning, I'm Russ Michaels. It's 729, time for News Radio 94.
As many of you know, the cable industry is jockeying around and doing some changes, and many of the broadcasters around the United States are either negotiating for a spot on a cable channel, or they're negotiating
frequency of 1560 kilohertz with a full power of 5,000 watts with studios and transmitter located at 3225 Arlington Avenue. We hope you've enjoyed today's music, news, and entertainment, and we hope you'll join us again tomorrow morning. So on behalf of the entire staff and management of WTOD, a very pleasant good evening.
Something else to believe that, you know, those things are actually used on the air.
The equipment has definitely improved over the years, man. You know, I mean, it wasn't real high tech back in those days. Matter of fact, it was really cool, you know, to not have to cue records. It became really great when you could just pop it on the turntable, and while you were talking, you'd lift the needle and set it on the record, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd go over and turn the pot up while you're still talking, and when the record banged in, you know, you'd introduce it.
Any review of the first broadcast stations is complicated by conflicting interpretations and claims, plus a scarcity of information. This is an overview of the pioneer stations granted broadcast authorizations, plus a review of the government policies in force at that time.
We take the wave is generated so that the desired selected sideband is at lower frequencies, 15 dB,
mm-hmm,
stronger than the upper.
And we have in our studios two gentlemen, actually one on telephone and one live and in person here. Bob Ulm is in our studios, and he's from WDOH-FM, winning 107 in Delphus, Ohio. And we also have DX Audio Service member Mike Dukin. And Mike is from WOJB-FM in Hayward, Wisconsin. He joins us by telephone. Let's get right into this. Bob, let me ask you a question here. How did you get your start in radio?
How did I get started in radio? Well, ever since I was
three, 4 years old back in the late 70s and early.
Command channel 2. Radio carrier. Carrier off.
Okay, the carrier's off the present time. Let's turn it on.
Carrier on.
And you can hear the radio in the background.
With 70 years of memories, I'm John Stokes.
After Dark number 4, available from the Publication Center. See you on Side 2 with more DX Audio Service.
WGFM. Country.